My mom keeps trying to set us up, but there's no chemistry between us. Not at all, even though he's irresistible to every other woman alive. I'm pretty sure my parents hired him to work in the gelato shop because he's a total chick magnet. And that's good for business. Having an ice cream parlor in Rome is not as romantic as it sounds. The competition is fierce, for one thing. There's one on every corner. So, Alejandro's dimples and dazzling smile are just what we need to stand out from the rest. Secondly, the name of the parlor, Juliet, is the name of my grandmother, who passed away and left the business to my mom. She moved to America during college and settled down with my dad in Chicago, but it didn't even take her a weekend to think about moving back. So, we all moved to her childhood city, Rome. I could have stayed in Chicago, but at the time, I had just graduated from college, and being an only child, I wanted to set up my life near my parents. Besides, I had that fairy tale idea all women secretly have, of living in Italy and meeting some sexy bachelor on a gondola ride in Venice. But, alas, that's yet to happen. I've got my own place, just a stone's throw from work, and for the last 7 years, I've been living up the single life by working at Juliet's during the week, visiting with my parents on the weekends, and watching TV until I fall asleep. It's no fairy tale, but hey, it's a life. Anyway, my dad's mother is sick, so my parents went back to Chicago. I stayed behind to manage Juliet's and make sure Alejandro actually turns up to work. He is devilishly handsome, emphasis on the word devilish, because sometimes he just doesn't come in. He calls himself a free spirit, going wherever his soul wills him to go. I call it being unreliable. That's why things between Alejandro and I will always remain platonic. The qualities I want in a man are honesty, compassion, and selflessness. He's also got to love his family. Dark hair and dimples are not necessary, but a nice bonus. I slowly pull myself out of my thoughts and tune back into my mom's unrelenting stream of words. We'll be here for a couple of months. Nana will be okay, but once she's out of the hospital, we need to set her up in a nursing home. So your dad and I are going to take us some tours. I nod along and hum as my mom reels off the names of several senior homes. Do you think you can do that internet thing and run a background check on these places? I snort at the question. What she's really asking me to do is check reviews and search news articles. It's hardly classified as a background check. But my mom is as savvy with technology as I am with a paintbrush. And for the record, that's not great. 1 year, my dad bought me an adult version of Paint My Numbers. It was supposed to be a gorgeous picture of the Trevi Fountain. But my hand shakes terribly and my patience wears thin during these projects, so it came out looking like a collection of blobs. Of course, my dad, bless his heart of gold, suggested I was simply inspired by Monet. No matter how much you squint and back away from my paintings, though, they still look like someone just dropped big dollops of paint on the canvas. I'll do some digging and email you my findings. Besides, I can think of no better way to spend my birthday, I add silently with another sigh. But just as the thought crosses my mind, my stomach knots itself. Family means everything to me, and I shouldn't be so selfish. I've spent my whole life trying to please my parents. I mean, I owe them. They didn't have to adopt me. And without my dad's big hugs and my mom's homemade spaghetti bolognese, I'd never know what that warm, fuzzy feeling called love is. But sometimes I just wish, for once, I could do something selfish and impulsive, like climb Mount Everest or hike the Great Wall of China. Or ignore my responsibilities and watch TV in bed with a box of Belgium chocolates. The doorbell rings. I gotta go. Ti voglio bene, mamma.